Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo postponing a planned trip to Ukraine today because of continued troubles at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, sparked by Iranian-backed demonstrators unhappy with U.S. policy, including a recent strike on an Iranian-backed militia. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran's been the biggest problem in the world lately, and it's only getting bigger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking action against the U.S., declaring himself no longer bound by a pledge to halt missile testing and promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The U.S. consulate in the Mexican border city of Nuevo Laredo has issued a security alert. The consulate saying in a tweet that it's received reports of gunfights and at least three deaths throughout the city south of the Texas border in the past 36 hours. U.S. government employees were urged to shelter in place. The city is one of the Mexican cities where the U.S. government has sent asylum seekers to wait as their cases are decided. Top officials with the Detroit Fire Department are investigating a photo of a firefighting crew standing in front of a vacant home as it burned on Tuesday night. The picture, they say, was intended to be a sentimental photo for a retiring battalion chief, but Detroit Fire Commissioner Eric Jones has released a statement saying that if that photo is verified, the firefighters involved will be disciplined. Find us online anytime or at USA Radio.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you, too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Leaders of the Detroit Fire Department are now investigating a photograph of a firefighting crew posing in front of a vacant home as it burned out of control on Tuesday night. The picture was intended, they say, to be a sentimental photo for a retiring battalion chief. However, the DFD Commissioner Eric Jones called it inappropriate and says if the photo is verified, those firefighters will be disciplined. Legendary pitcher Don Larsen has died at 90, passing away after a battle with cancer. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King with more.
In 1956, he reached the height of baseball glory with the Yankees when he threw a perfect game and the only no-hitter in World Series history.
There's strike ball one. Here comes the pitch. Strike four!
New York Daily News' Bill Madden was at that game.
He's obviously an historic figure in sports history because he pitched the only perfect game in World Series history. No one has done it since. It was an iconic event in baseball.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the singer of several well-known songs from the Schoolhouse Rock series of the 70s has passed away. Jazz trumpeter Jack Sheldon died at the age of 88. He performed songs like Conjunction Junction and I'm Just a Bill from the popular animated series. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our next guest, someone I've been wanting to talk to for quite a while, George Papadopoulos. George is a citizen, a patriot, who is guilty of wanting to serve our country. And what has been perpetrated upon him and his wife and his family is beyond disgusting by the deep state, as you can imagine. The cost and its toll that it's taken on him financially, mentally as well, as you can only imagine if you were in George's shoes. He has written and released a new book that is titled Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. George, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thank you a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, George, again, I am sincere in telling you, first of all, I don't know if anybody has thanked you for your service, but I want to thank you for the service that you offered to this country and what you tried to do for the 45th president of the United States during his candidacy.
Thank you very much.
Well, the deep state, some have questioned its existence even still after it's really clear, at least in my perception and observation, that the deep state does exist. And even though it's being exposed by Donald Trump, they're moving along and maybe just taking this, taking all this exposure in stride, are they not?
Look, I think they tried to plant members of Trump's campaign and transition team in a conspiracy that they fabricated themselves in order to basically impeach him. Now that they failed to do that, because, of course, just to quote Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, there was no there mm-hmm. In this conspiracy that they tried to fabricate, as I explained, and it's all that I've explained it in great detail in my book. Now that the other shoe is on the other foot, as they say, and Donald Trump and William Barr and members of Congress are initiating new investigations into the investigators. Most of these perpetrators that committed what I believe is an act of treason mm-hmm. against this country that initiated this counterintelligence investigation with one goal in mind, and that was to essentially impeach Donald Trump for something he never did, they're going to be exposed. And I think a lot of these people, including possibly Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Andy McCabe, it might even go higher than him, are part of what Devin Nunes has recently stated are sealed criminal referrals that he has sent to William Barr. And I know that my testimony to Congress 4 months ago or 5 months ago in front of the House Oversight Committee, where I testified about FISA abuse in front of Mark Meadows, John Ratcliffe, and others, That testimony has now been released and is being used as evidence in part for William Barr's new investigation to get to the bottom of exactly what the FBI, the CIA, and foreign governments were up to when they were illicitly spying on the Trump campaign, and for what reasons. Because certainly people like myself who have never been to Russia have absolutely no Russian context whatsoever to be spied upon for reasons that are still yet to be determined is very suspicious, and that's what William Barr is now looking into.
Well, as the former member of the Foreign Policy Advisory Panel to Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, explain to our audience and give us a little bit of genesis as how you came to become involved with the campaign.
Sure. So leading up to the summer of 2015, I had been working in Washington, D.C. at a conservative think tank called the Hudson Institute. It's probably one of the top two or three most prominent conservative think tanks in this country, where I was working with personalities like Douglas Feith, Seth Grofsky, and Scooter Libby. And these were previous high-level Pentagon and White House officials under the Reagan, George H.W. Bush, and George W. Bush administrations. And while I was in Washington and I was working with my colleagues, we had specifically focused on a very sensitive project that had to do with how U.S. foreign policy would shift ever since Israel and countries in that part of the world discovered natural gas and oil. And just not to get into too many details, we don't have too much time, but we were promoting an agenda in that part of the world that was viewed as anathema to the Obama administration and other countries that were working with the Obama administration, and it put a target on me. And I didn't know that I had this target on me because of my work there. But by the time I left the Hudson Institute in the summer of 2015 and I joined the Ben Carson campaign initially and then the Donald Trump campaign and worked with him through the transition, I learned later on that there had been a FISA warrant issued on me.
Wow.
And when I didn't quite understand why a FISA warrant would be issued on me because I never went to Russia, I never had any Russia contacts, it later became very clear in the Mueller report, which was just recently disclosed, that there had been illicit spying committed upon me by the Obama administration and the Comey FBI because of my ties to Israel. Now, that's something that many reporters either intentionally overlooked or they probably didn't notice what was said. But if you look closely at the Mueller report, it states that Papadopoulos had warrants issued against him and search warrants to look into potential crimes that were committed with his ties to the Israeli government. Now, that's completely absurd.
Yes.
How a person like me, who is a think tank analyst in Washington, D.C., who has never taken a penny from a foreign government in his life, would have a FISA warrant issued on him and search warrants enacted upon him for his professional work is something that comes straight out of the KGB and the ex-Soviet Union. So I highly recommend people look at that passage in the Mueller report because I think it's been overlooked. And secondly, I would also reference people to read my testimony to Congress that has been recently published now, all 236 pages of it, in front of the Oversight Committee. And in this testimony to Congress, many of the facts that you see in my book are corroborated through this testimony, which unfortunately I couldn't discuss in my book because it was under sealed at the time.
Exactly.
But during my testimony to Congress, you'll see that members of Congress infer that there are transcripts of meetings that I was having abroad in London with what have now been revealed to be Western intelligence operatives, including Alexander Downer, who was the Australian diplomat who set me up, Stefan Halper, this CIA asset who was targeting Michael Flynn and I in London, and now his story is becoming a lot more public and what he was up to with Flynn and I, and Joseph Mifsud, who is the character at the epicenter of this entire collusion hoax, who told me one day in London that the Russians had Hillary Clinton's emails. He's been recently outed in Italy, living next to the U.S. Embassy. So there's a lot of stuff coming out just now. That's very, very disturbing. It incriminates probably the highest levels of the previous administration and also implicates foreign governments that were colluding, not with the Trump campaign, but with the Obama administration to undermine us. And, you know, it's going to be a very interesting ride moving forward, and I'm looking forward to see what the Horowitz report reveals, as well as who Barr is able to dig up, because a lot of my case while for the last 2 years was promoted and portrayed to the world as part of a conspiracy against Trump, the reality is that I was set up, and there was a true conspiracy to set me up and others to try and undermine Trump, and that's what's all going to come out now, and it's probably going to shock a lot of Americans.
I think without a doubt, and I want to get deeper into it on after the break. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from George Papadopoulos after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Martinez live.
Back with you, America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. George Papadopoulos, a former member of the Foreign Police Policy Advisory Panel to Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, is with us. We continue our conversation. George, clearly, as you stated, this was a setup, but you'd mentioned something earlier, and this has been something the mainstream media has been doing everything they can to dodge, and that has to do with the tentacles of this whole conspiracy that clearly go through the Obama White House.
Yes, and basically what was going on, this is probably going to be very new to your to the listeners who are listening to this program right now. The Trump campaign and Donald Trump and his transition team and his administration were never colluding or conspiring with the Russians or any foreign governmental ever. In fact, Donald Trump's campaign, when I had floated the idea of Donald Trump going even on a foreign policy trip to Europe and Russia, they ended up shooting it down because Donald Trump wanted to focus on the homeland and promoting America first, an America first agenda.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing anybody on the campaign was doing was conspiring and colluding with the foreign government. What was really happening, and it's a miracle actually that Donald Trump won, with the facts that were that the Obama administration not only weaponized the FBI and the CIA to target Trump associates, to frame them, to send informants, to wiretap them, to send decoys acting like they were Russians, that were really agents of the West, and using not only the CIA and the FBI to do that, but foreign governments, including the British and the Australians. Now, when Donald Trump tweeted yesterday that the British were spying on the campaign, I'm certain that 95% of America, even the people who have been following this story, were probably confused and shocked.
Exactly.
They were probably also confused and shocked about why Donald Trump called the Italian Prime Minister 3 days ago, right after the Mueller report dropped. Now, I could clarify exactly why that call happened and why the British tweet happened yesterday. Now, the first thing, Joseph Mifsud, the man at the epicenter of this entire Russia fantasy, collusion, hoax, was the man who told me one day in London, unsolicited, that the Russians had Hillary's emails. Now, when the Mueller report dropped and Mueller characterized this person as some sort of Russian spy colluding with me, the Italian media revealed that Joseph Mifsud had been living for the last 2 years two blocks away from the U.S. Embassy in Rome and is on the payroll of a university in Rome named Link Campus, which trains FBI and CIA assets in Rome. So after that report came out, and I had an interview on Fox and Friends, and I revealed that detail because it was only in Italy. The mainstream media didn't cover it here, and I said it on Fox and Friends. Donald Trump the next day tweeted a segment about that, and then the next day after that, he called the Italian Prime Minister, where they had a very in-depth conversation about likely that element. Now, after that, I did a different interview where I started to discuss how the Australians and the British were involved in the spying scandal, including, as you mentioned, Alexander Downer, this Australian diplomat, and how I was in London and I was being approached by many British diplomats and assets looking to probe me about the campaign. And Donald Trump then tweets yesterday a report from a former CIA agent that states that the British were actively working with the Obama administration to spy on the Trump campaign. Now, there was only one Trump campaign associate who was dealing with both the UK and Australia from both the campaign and transition team, and that was George Papadopoulos. Mm-hmm. And I was living in London for 3 months during my time on the campaign because I was also a consultant in Europe. Mm-hmm. So a lot of this spying scandal, the real story that's just now coming out and why Donald Trump has implicated U.S. quote-unquote allies in this scandal is because they were actively working with the Obama administration to undermine Trump, and now they're going to be exposed, and it's going to create a big scandal, but it's a necessary one.
George, did you suspect, as you were being, worked by these outside individuals, did you have any suspicion whatsoever?
I absolutely did, and that's why, actually, this is something that I've only recently been able to talk about, because Mueller had a gag order on me for 2 years, which was clearly intentional to cover my story up.
Right.
Regarding this Alexander Downer guy, this Australian diplomat, I was so disturbed by his behavior during my meeting with him, where he apparently brings up the question about Russia and then, you know, feeds it to the FBI. This guy's a Clinton ally, by the way, just so everybody listening to this program
understands. And you knew this going into it, that he was?
I had no idea. I have had absolutely no idea that he was connected to the Clintons. I was meeting numerous diplomats and ambassadors throughout my time on the campaign, and I couldn't dig into everyone's background. I just thought he was an Australian diplomat, and as an ally, you should go and meet with him.
Right.
When I get to this meeting, he starts recording me, or at least I thought he was recording me with his phone, and he was very aggressive to the extent where I actually reported him to the FBI and Bob Mueller for spying on me. And, of course, the FBI and Bob Mueller did nothing with that information. The only thing that they asked me was, how did I know he was recording my conversation? And then you have this bizarre story 7 months after I tell Mueller this, that, you know, Downer and I had been drunk in a bar and we were talking about emails or something stupid like that, which never happened. Mm-hmm. And I even under oath told Congress the exact same thing that I told the FBI. And if you look at the transcripts of my meeting with Congress, you can infer that Congress probably is in possession of a transcript between myself and Alexander Downer, which clearly exonerates me. Mm-hmm. Because why do I think it exonerates me? Is because the same members of Congress, which I testified about this in front of, they want the president to declassify these surveillance materials that were imposed upon me and the involvement of foreign governments in my case, including the Australians and the British. So that's what I would summarize this very insane, crazy story of the last 3 years. It's a very complicated story, but that's what was going on. And, you know, unfortunately for the other side that perpetrated this crime on us, now that the Mueller report came out as a dud, they're very vulnerable, and they should be.
Well, there seems, George, from my perspective, you know, some similarities to previous scandals. Of course, President Obama said there was not one scandal in his administration. He was proud of that. I guess he forgot about, like, Fast and Furious and Benghazi. But to hear some of the things that you're sharing here, there are some similarities, I think, between those two scandals, whether it's Benghazi or Fast and Furious, in terms of outside involvement, a lot of misinformation flying back and forth. And, of course, let's not even talk about anything that resembles any kind of veritas or credibility.
I agree. And I'm just going to say it clearly. I viewed Obama as a semi-socialist, almost Marxist in many ways. And in history, usually in democracies, there's a peaceful transfer of power from one administration to another. In a communist or socialist government in many of these third world countries, there is never a peaceful transfer of power. And clearly, this was not a peaceful transfer of power from Obama to Trump, because Obama had manufactured this crisis, this investigation into Trump with the sole purpose of, one, spying on his campaign, and two, assuring that if he had been elected president, he'd be weakened. Mm-hmm. And that's why Trump was unable to govern properly for the last 2 years, even though the economy is doing great. He's doing great work in foreign policy, and you know, there's some stability around the world. The intent of Obama and his administration, and why a special counsel was appointed, was to really handcuff him and to try and cover up the misdeeds of the previous
I was going to say, what is he covering up? I mean, what does he have to gain by all this?
He has to gain everything about spying on American citizens, demasking Americans the way he did, revealing private phone calls between Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador, which is a felony, and utilizing and weaponizing foreign governments to spy on Americans on his behalf that were working for a rival campaign. Mm-hmm. Now, this makes Watergate look like small potatoes. That's why it's so damning, mm-hmm. and why he's been trying to cover this up for so long, and why they went after us with everything they had in order to even try and squeeze us into lying to them to make a conspiracy case against Trump. And that's something I never did, and I never would. And I told them, if you want me to lie to you, just take me to jail. And they said, okay, and then I went to jail. So I stood my ground. I took what I had to as a man, and I wasn't going to break for these people. I'm sure Michael Flynn isn't going to either, Roger Stone, and some of these other people.
Well, Jerome Corsi refused to lie as well. And we've got to leave it there, George, and I cannot thank you enough again for your service to this country. George Papadopoulos' book, Deep State Target, How I Got Caught in the Crosshairs of the Plot to Bring Down President Trump. It is linked on our website, available at all the usual places. George, God bless you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. There is a growing concern among service members and their families about various blood, prostate, and urinary tract cancers. Navy Commander Mike Crosby, founder of Veterans Prostate Awareness, said we don't know what the cause is. That study has yet to be done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to vetsprostate.org. That's vetsprostate.org and check it out. Remember, an early diagnosis increases the survival rate. This has been your songs and stories, veterans tip of the day.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo postponing a planned trip to Ukraine today because of continued troubles at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, sparked by Iranian-backed demonstrators unhappy with U.S. policy, including a recent strike on an Iranian-backed militia. Colorado Democratic Senator and presidential candidate Michael Bennett says Iran's been the biggest problem in the world lately, and it's only getting bigger.
Iran has been continuing to do its malevolent acts all over the region, but it's now backstopped by centrifuges that are spinning nuclear materials.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is calling for what he calls shocking action against the U.S., declaring himself no longer bound by a pledge to halt missile testing and promising to show off a new strategic weapon soon. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
The fight that we're in, you need to know what you're up against. For decades, we've ignored it because conservatives have a way of just kind of going, okay, well, all this deleterious stuff associated with climate, it has to be that way. And if not, then we're going to get a young 16-year-old girl from Sweden to come in and passionately appeal to our better angels.
It's the best of Bill Martinez this weekend right here.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Real treat for you. I'll tell you, he seems like an old friend. I've known of him for so many years. We've talked several times on the radio before, and it's always a joy to be talking with the Bible Answer Man, Hank Hanegraaff. Hank, how are you, brother?
I am doing so well. It's unbelievable. I've obviously gone through a bout with cancer over the last couple of years.
Yes.
But it looks like I'm on the other side of that now.
Well, good for you. I went through my bout, and God is good. God is good. Amen.
There's so much you learn when you go through a bout with cancer. Mm-hmm. You learn that in many ways, I know you, Bill, you're like this, just as I am. You think that you have everything under control. I've got this. Even when you're going through the dregs of cancer, cancer, you think you've got it under control. And I almost died while I was in the hospital, and in dying I realized that I don't have this under control, but God does. He has me in the palm of his hand. So the process of going through cancer actually helped me come to an end of myself.
Whatever it takes to get there, it is a moment of celebration when you get to that point. And I know the feeling. You know, people would ask me, Bill, how you doing? I go, I'm hanging on to Jesus' garment. That's all I can do. You know, and you get to that point. And the thing is, even after you get on the other side, you know what, Hank? I'm still hanging on to that garment.
Absolutely.
Amen. Huh?
That's right. I mean, it's a picture in my mind as you're talking about the garment, just seeing the hem of Christ's garment and the faith that the woman had, that just touching the hem, she would be whole.
Yes. Amen. Well, your new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. I imagine these last few years of what you endured in battling cancer is interwoven throughout each sentence of this book.
Yeah, it really is, because I spent most of my life debating truth, defining truth, defending truth, but I've come to the realization, Bill, that the menu is not nutritious. Meaning that you have to have the right menu. If you have the wrong holy book, if you have the Book of Mormon, or if you have the Quran, you're going to be led in the wrong direction. But you have to go beyond memorizing, meditating, and mining the Word of God to experiencing the fullness of God, which is precisely what I talk about in this book. The menu, by way of illustration, leads you to a meal. And in the same way, the Bible can lead us into a visceral experience with the living God, so that we can experience life that is life to the full, not only after we die, but in the present as well.
It's transformative, Hank. You know, and if you don't...
That's exactly the right word.
Right.
Transformative. And that's one of the points I make in the book, Bill. You're astute as always. I'm not talking about a transactional kind of Christianity. I'm talking about a transformative kind of Christianity. And that's precisely what the Bible refers to when it speaks about us going from one glory to another with unveiled face. But to do that, we have to partake of the means of grace which are offered to us. And that grace comes to us within the context of the body of Christ.
Exactly.
In the body of Christ, we receive transformative graces. So it's never a function of going the road alone. It's always going the road within the context of the body of Christ.
Exactly. And what God's purpose is for our life. And if we, you know, if you're in the world and there's no compass, there's no truth compass for you, and you're just living according to the ways of the culture, no wonder you feel lost, and you just sense that something is missing. But for those of us who have been so blessed, and as we continue to go, I'm not claiming, as Paul did, I'm not claiming to have already attained it, but I just see it as you speak of, you go from glory to glory where you just say, oh, yeah, I'm starting to get it. And every once in a while, I got to tell you, Hank, I don't know if this crosses your mind, but I've had a couple of those times with God. I say, God, I just feel like I'm starting to get it. I know I deserve to be judged, and I could die tomorrow, but can I have a little bit more time? Because I just am relishing the increasing knowledge and awareness of who you are.
Yeah, that's right. And the kind of thing that I'm talking about is what Vladimir Lossky was defining when he said that Christian theology is always, in the last resort, a means. It's a unity of knowledge subserving an end which transcends all knowledge, and that ultimate end is union with God. And as you've correctly said, I've had that experience in my own life. So we were talking about cancer. Well, I was in the hospital this year, on the 25th of June, I went into a state of unconsciousness. And in God's providence, my son had come to visit exactly at the time when I went into the state of being unconscious. And so I was able to get into ICU. I was there for 3 days. I don't remember any of it. But when I came out of that experience, I realized, wow, I could have slipped into the presence of God, and that would have been wonderful. But just as you said, I had this feeling, Lord, thank you so much that you've given me a little more time to serve you. Mm-hmm. And help me to do that, not only in terms of service, but in terms of experiencing what we are called to experience, using that word that you used, transformative relationship with God or union with God. What the church fathers actually talked about as deification, not in the sense of becoming what God is in his essence, but experiencing the reality of union with God.
Well, Hank, you address right off the bat the authenticity of the Christian life. I mean, there's a lot of posers and a lot of people who say that they've come to Christ. I remember in 1985 and working with the Billy Graham Crusade, you know, there were so many that people that came forward, and Billy Graham would say, but I want to make sure it sticks. What can we do to make sure that what they said with their mouths is that they can follow through with it? And that is the challenge for people who may in that particular moment come to Christ. But for some reason, some are just, you know, they just stay there at the cross or they just go back to, you know, mending their nets again.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point. The point is that this is not about a transaction that gets you into heaven and keeps you out of hell. It's about a transformative relationship with the love of our soul. And that comes, again, by walking with the Lord very much as you just delineated.
Well, we're talking with Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man. His new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. We got more from Hank after this. Stay with us. Christmas, America. Bill Martinez here. You're listening to the best of 2019. Great interviews from our top experts, best-selling authors, entertainment policy experts. Hey, we do it all for you. We work hard 5 days a week, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, on behalf of all of us with Bill Martinez Live. We wish you the best of the coming year and a safe holiday season. And we'll see you next year. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middlemen and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Our veterans really don't consider themselves heroes. To speak to them, most of them reject the very thought of it. Most of them say, as Iraq War veteran Army Specialist Christopher Gamblin said not long ago, and I quote, he said he was, quote, just some guy that did his job. And my dad, a combat veteran from the Korean War, used to say with equal humility, the heroes were the guys that didn't make it home. But on this day, it's our day to set the record straight. Every veteran of the armed forces of the United States is a hero to the American people.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Hank Hanegraaff, the Bible Answer Man, is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. We mentioned right before the break, authentic, and I wanted to bring in the opposite of inauthentic. Inauthentic is that part of being, and we have that choice. We're free in this way. This is the way God created us. We're free choice human beings. We can make our own choices, and we can choose to be authentic or inauthentic. Unfortunately, what happens is some people who claim to be Christians are not authentic.
They misrepresent the gospel. They do damage to themselves, and not only themselves, but those that they come in contact with, and their families as well. So it's quite transformational in a negative way. And, you know, for those, Hank, that may be challenged by that declaration, and they may question their own authenticity, what would you say?
Well, I would say that the idea today that we can become a Christian on our own is simply misinformed. Christianity is not about being a lone ranger. It's always about being part of the body of Christ. It is within the body of Christ that we are transformed, and we're transformed to the graces offered through the body of Christ. So if you are inauthentic, it is typically a person that's trying to go it on their own. They have no accountability. They have no sense in which they can be transformed because they're not in the greenhouse that transforms them.
Exactly.
So, for example, on a weekly basis, we ought to be partaking of the Eucharist or the Lord's Table or Holy Communion. There are a lot of different ways in which this can be referred to. But then you're receiving a grace that transforms you. It's within the church that we learn to pray. It is within the church that we learn to give. It is within the church that we learn to fast, not as a monistic practice, so to speak, but as a way of being transformed. So Jesus talks about prayer and fasting in the same sentence. Along with almsgiving, you have sort of a triple braided cord. So I'm talking about the kinds of spiritual formation practices by which we are transformed. A good coach, said Tom Landry, makes men do what they wouldn't ordinarily do so that they can experience what they've always wanted to experience. And this is what a Christian ought to do. We need to do the things that Jesus did so that we can experience the kind of peace that Jesus exuded after he withdrew to lonely places to pray. He treasured fellowship with his Heavenly Father, and fellowship with God is authentic Christianity. If we are simply looking at Christianity as a transaction, it's inauthentic, pretty much as you described.
Yeah, without a doubt. Hank, you know, one of the things I've discovered that is so cool is that in realizing that God has imprinted this in our hearts, that it's not necessarily a long jump. It is within us. The reason that there is this sense of emptiness and this cry that screams out from the lost soul is because they know they're off the mark. And when that word that has gone out finds its mate, as the Bible talks about, it is life-shattering. It is life-changing. It is transformative. It's transformative. It is something that causes you to scream hallelujah from the very depth of your spirit, because it is the missing link. And to that point, I often have found that the person who has that aptly spoken word yet to be said is that person that is in the body of Christ. This is why we can't do it alone. And this is why a horizontal and a vertical relationship, the vertical relationship to the Father is so critical, and the horizontal with one another is so critical, because people along the way, these divine appointments that God has established before time for us to come in contact with, have that missing puzzle piece that makes us, that gives us peace that is beyond our imagination.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I was just looking at the life of Lot. You think about Lot is living among the Sodomites. And yet Lot, who was content in that circumstance, is still called righteous righteous Lot. And the reason he's called righteous is because ultimately he fears God and he loves the commandments of God, even though he's living in the cauldron of wickedness.
Yes.
So we all have warts and moles and wrinkles. The Bible does not airbrush the saints. It doesn't airbrush the apostles. It doesn't airbrush the great pillars of the Christian faith that we find in the Old Testament. It shows them as they really are. And I think that gives us a lot of hope, because if even in the midst of our sin, we have reverence for God. If we have a true reverential awe for God, we as yet may be called righteous in the midst of the fact that we are sinners.
Amen. Your book, Truth Matters, Life Matters More, in essence, there's two parts to this book. Explain to our audience your purpose here.
Yeah, so as I was saying earlier, most of my ministry has been devoted to the matter of truth. So I didn't want to just tip my hat to truth. Truth really, really matters, particularly in a post-truth culture. We have to be able to give answers to those who are asking questions. We have to be able to read the Bible for all it's worth. We have to be able to counter the cult. So truth really matters, and we need to be equipped in matters of truth. The second part of the book, however, goes back to this analogy that the menu points you to a meal. And so it's not just truth in and of itself, but it is truth that is leading you to something. Yes. So I'm not setting up a false dichotomy here, but I'm pointing out that Jesus not only declared himself to be the way to the Father, but the truth and the life. Outside the truth kept by the whole church, our personal experience would be deprived of all certainty. But what we would have if we didn't have the truth of the church, we would have a mingling of truth and falsehood, of reality and illusion, because the teaching of the church would have no hold on souls if it did not in some degree express an inner experience of truth. But there can be no life without truth, but above all, no truth without life. So the life that matters more is a realm largely inaccessible to our human apprehensions of truth. It involves a mystery that is to be experienced rather than explained. And that's what I'm talking about in the book, how we can experience Christ. So not only look at the menu, but experience the meal. Or to use another illustration, not only look at a map, but actually experience the territory that the map describes.
Exactly.
And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the life that matters more. So we can be addicted to the cradle and forget its occupant, but ultimately what the life that matters more is all about is experiencing the occupant of the cradle, having an overabundant relationship, an overwhelming relationship, a riches of abundance in our relationship with Christ.
Amen. Well, Hank, one final question. I find myself in a position with you that you leave me wanting more. I guess maybe that's a good thing. I always appreciate our conversations. But as we wrap things up, one of the other blessings in your book is the FACTS Prayer Guide. Run that down. We've got less than a minute, so we're going to have to do a quick version here. And this is a good reason why people need to get their hands on your book, okay?
Yeah, one of the things I try to do is in my own prayer life have a grid that I form my prayer around. So I'm always expressing my faith in God. In fact, just before I came into the studio, I spent some time in prayer. I express my faith in God, the F. I express my adoration, my worship, my praise for God. And I actually use the Psalms to do that.
Yeah.
Then I confess my sin. It's critical that we confess our sin.
There it is. Hank Hanegraaff, his brand new book, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Truth Matters, Life Matters More, The Unexpected Beauty of an Authentic Christian Life. Hank, always a joy. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you, Bill.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
If you repeat a lie enough, suddenly becomes truth. Throughout this whole process, common sense is being thrown out the window. Common sense no longer is valid. Hey, look, if you're outside of the line of progressives and you don't go along with them, you're invalidated. All covered by political correctness, 63 gender options, all this insanity that's going on. You're listening to some of the best of the past year right here. These great interviews from authors and experts on Bill Martinez Live. We look forward to serving you again in the coming year.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillar.